This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with representative for a short 3-question survey.
Thank you for calling the Resolution Line for Best Buy Home Delivery. My name's Lisa. How can I help you?
Hey, Lisa. This is Jody from XPO, and I have an FMS number for you.
Okay.
It would be 76963051.
Okay. Can you hold for me one moment, please?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, and thank you for your patience and holding. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Can you verify the customer's name and address?
Okay, so it would be Joseph A. Dandria at 1355 Chapman Drive.
Yes, I have that. How can I help you?
Okay, so for the hood, there's nothing to exchange for the hood. It's supposed to be an exchange and an installation, but if there's nothing to exchange, then the technicians can't really install.
I'm sorry.
Ma'am.
Okay, you left off something because I'm confused. Say it again. What's going on now?
Okay, so it's for this order, there's supposed to be an exchange for this range hood, right? It's an uninstall and a hood. So it's supposed to be an exchange.
Okay.
And the hood is supposed to be getting installed. When the technicians arrived at the house, there was nothing to uninstall, even though that there's an uninstall listed on the order.
So they just install the new hood.
Well, no, ma'am. The technicians was asking if they were supposed to install it, the new hood, since it was supposed to be an exchange, or they take it back to the warehouse because that there was nothing to exchange.
So what did they do? They didn't do anything then.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Hold on, let me contact the customer.
Okay.
Just bear with me. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Hey, XBO.
I'm here.
Okay. Do you have the team on the phone? Because nothing, this isn't making sense. I just called the customer and he's stating that they're at the home, but they can't do the installation.
Yes, ma'am. That's what they called me. Let me go ahead and add him. Are you with me, Alex?
I'm with you.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, so I was.
Okay. Hey, Alex,
Oh,
this
go
is
ahead.
Lisa from the Resolution
Yeah.
Department. Can you tell me what's going on? Because I'm a little confused as to what is supposed to happen versus what's not going to happen.
Okay. Well, first thing we're supposed to be doing an exchange. You know what? Deliver the new hood and pick up another one. Right?
Okay, right.
Because that's what it shows on the order. That's
So
what we
he
have on
doesn't
the
have
orders,
a hood.
deliver.
He doesn't have a hood for you to take back.
Right. He doesn't have one to take back.
Let me read the order because they may have put it in wrong.
Yeah, give me 1 second, because actually he said that. Give me 1 second. Actually, he said last time it was damage, and
they took it back.
Whoever tried to deliver it, they took it back. Yeah.
Okay, that makes the most sense. Okay, that makes the most sense.
Okay, so that's what happened. And, they just put it in the system wrong. There is no return exchange because they refused it when it came out the first time. Damage. So,
right.
Okay. So with that being said, I'm going.
I was trying to call to see if it's okay just to, you know, to do deliver this one. But actually, we're not going to be able to install this one anyway because they need a different hood. The one we have, they need to have it's either a cabinet or at least a base because we have to secure the hood into, like I said, a base. And they don't have anything. He was thinking that that we're going to be able to secure it, like, you know, like inside or like to the ceiling.
Okay. So you don't have anything to connect it to. You don't have anything for it to erect. That's what I just heard him say. Can you just do it from the ceiling?
Exactly. Exactly. And he wants us to do it in the ceiling, but there's no way for us to, you know, to connect
the
vent.
From the ceiling.
They already have the vent. Right.
So basically, he needs to select a different hood.
I think they're gonna need one of those chimney hoods.
The chimney hood. So basically, he has a wrong one. Period. For the type of setup he has.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now that makes sense. Let me give you guys a breeze code.
Correct.
But he's going to have to reselect, period.
No, so this
he's going to have to reselect. But he's still on the phone. If you give me a few minutes just to see what he wants to do, I don't know if he's going to keep this one for now and they're going to you know, do something about it.
Okay,
or
go ahead. I'm
going to
get your order rolled up. I will. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks.
Okay, may I get the breeze code whenever you're ready?
Yeah, give me 1 second. I'm trying to get it up now.
Hello. Okay. So yeah, we're gonna have to take this one back, and I already told the customer that he's gonna need a chimney hood.
A chimney hood. Okay. All right. And I'll give him a call once we get off. I have the breeze code for you guys if you're ready.
All right. Yeah. Give me 1 second, and I'm ready.
2-8-4-1-9-3-0-6-0
And what's your name again?
Lisa.
Lisa. All right, Lisa.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you for calling the Resolution Line for Best Buy. Have a good day, everybody.
You do the same. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Jody, you still there?
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial
Jody,
pad
you
to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied. How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? How satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent?